This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 85. Tonight is one of those electronic nights where nothing was working. 15 minutes ago, nothing was working. And I was thinking if I just went and got the hammer, right, that'd work out well now, wouldn't it? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We have a live Facebook feed, a live, I guess we're live all over the place. If you hop up, yeah, it says hop. Somebody was making fun of me about that earlier, saying, what is hop up? I don't know. Get over there. How's that? Get over to the website. And, that's right, too. Yeah, I guess. Get over to the website, right? Get involved in the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can buy a coffee cup. You can buy all kinds of stuff. Now, I'm stealing this line from somebody else, right? If you're in the Facebook feed or even in the regular chat room, I don't care, whichever one works out for you. You know that the election is going on in Alabama, Moore versus Strange. And I know that Trump is backing Strange, although I can't figure out why. But that's beside the point. Maybe Moore is just way too controversial, way too right for him. Now, I know some of you think, you know, Moore is a real whacktoid, but I got to tell you, just the mere fact that he's willing to fight for what he believes in. Okay? I mean, he's willing to stay with it. He's willing to fight. I like people like that. I like people who don't, won't, aren't interested in giving up. And Moore was the one who got removed from the bench, from the Supreme Court bench in Alabama, for refusing to take the Ten Commandments off the front lawn of the Alabama Supreme Court, you know, lawn there, right? But the funny thing about that is, think about something. Anybody know where the Ten Commandments hang? I'll wait. They sit at our Supreme Court. They're hanging on the walls in our Supreme Court. So how is it that our Supreme Court, and this is why I say they're not always right, how does our Supreme Court come up with a ruling that says you can't have the Ten Commandments in any other state's Supreme Court front lawn, but, heck yeah, hang them on the wall here in the federal building? Now, I don't think they should all go. I think they should stay. You already know that. But you got to admit, you know, this is why if there were aliens, they don't visit us. Because they're too busy laughing so hard, they can't turn the switch on the spacecraft to get here. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me. So again, if you're on Facebook, or you're on the regular feed, please, please, please. You know, it could be one word, right? More. Right? So, I want to, because this is like, I don't want to miss it before the segment's over. You got to, please, 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 put all your politics aside and take a minute. If you're a praying person, take a minute, okay? Please, pray for those people that have been affected by the hurricane, right? They've been affected by the storms, the flooding, the Mexican people. You know, our beef isn't with the honest, solid Mexican people. They've lost hundreds of people in that earthquake that could easily happen here in California. So please reach out, reach out to them by prayer or any way you can. And don't make this a double bad thing, right? And what I mean by that is, don't just, somebody calls you and say, hey, you know, we're calling to help those people in Mexico. We're calling to help the people in Florida. And a simple donation of $100, $50, whatever. Don't give it to them over the phone. Don't do that. Do not be stupid, okay? What I want you to do is, if you're into, I'm not going to tell you which one to go to, but if you're into the Red Cross or any one of those, go directly to their website and do it. Okay? I mean, really, really that simple. All right, I had a whole bunch of stuff I wanted to. You know, talking about Trump today. Everybody's all over Trump today. Think about what took place this morning. He gets in a room with all the people that we're told he can't get along with, that they hate him. Right? He's with the Japanese prime minister. Right? The Chinese prime minister calls him at the last minute and says, hey, we're in. Remember they said none of this would work? The Dems, the Libs said none of this would work? Apparently, Mr. Trump read The Art of the Deal. Because if you think what he's doing, he said, you know, I'm going full steam ahead with or without you guys. I do not need you people. Is basically what he's saying, right? And when you think about how he keeps pushing forward to thick skin, as some of you said he was going to back down. He was not going to back down. Yeah, he's made some stupid mistakes, and yeah, he's done some things he shouldn't have done. But when one of you hits that that state of perfection, let me know. Send me pictures. I want to sign it for me because I want a signature of the most perfect person on the planet. He is starting to figure out that government doesn't work like business, and not only does it not work like business, it's not efficient. Things don't happen the way they should happen. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm serious. You get up there. Moving through a government process is like running through molasses in the wintertime. It is a nightmare. I'm going to finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm also going to talk about how conservatives are more resistant to vegan lifestyles, so says a professor at a local university. Why we paid for that, I don't know. I could have told you that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now look, head up to the website, thereelside.com. Look, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught, told to hate, to be afraid of, but you don't have to be. Get the book, you're going to find out for real what all those things mean. I give you the real information of what all those things mean. So, I really want to jump back into this because I will say I'm fascinated, and I'm not surprised. It goes back over the years. You know, go back to the days of Reagan. Right, everybody wanted to dance around these issues. Most of the administrations, as Trump said today, they want to dance around these issues. They don't want to hit them head on. And I think, you know, people are starting to figure out, or, you know, they go from hating him to now starting to figure out he's going to do business a different way. He's going to bring a different way of being president. Yeah, no, he's going to bring a way where you actually care about the American people. See, being the American president, you would think that's what you would do first. You wouldn't care about the Iranians. You wouldn't care about the, the Saudis. You wouldn't care about, any one of those countries over there that really doesn't care about us either. So he went out, signed a new executive order today, which was wonderful. At least I think it was wonderful. Although it may not be real because it's on Russian, it's on the RT website, which is Russian TV. You know how they are. But President Donald Trump, when he signed the executive order, it gives the U.S. now broad new powers to sanction individuals, companies, and financial institutions that actually trade with North Korea, Korea, or help North Korea to conduct trade. If you think about that, we're talking banks, supply companies, everything. He said, I'm announcing a new executive order to sign that significantly expands the authorities to target individuals, companies, financial institutions, and those that facilitate any kind of trade with North Korea. The new executive order will cut, ready for this, oil sources. I mean, think about this. They need oil for a lot. Right? Now, the announcement by Trump was made ahead of the luncheon meeting with the leaders of Japan, South Korea, and the UN, sidelines. So he gets them all in the same room, which is something the left said he wouldn't be able to do because he's alienating everybody. These guys have to deal with him differently. Listen, think about something. Any 20 of them can come together against the U.S. They don't have the combined U.S. force financially or militarily of the United States. What are you going to do to us? So Trump is doing exactly what he should be doing. He's the man in the room with all the money. And he should be calling the shots there internationally. He's exactly right. These politicos, these presidents of these different countries, you've been dealing with North Korea the same way for 100 years, and nothing's changed, and it's gotten worse. You know why? Because they know you're not going to do anything. They truly believe. It's no different than what happened under ex-President Oblamo. He ruined it. I mean, come on. Let's be honest about it. He ruined it. Nobody believes us. Nobody trusts us. Nobody believes what he says anymore, what he said. The red line meant nothing. We were going to do nothing about anything. Right? These radical groups that we promised money to, we promised arms to, what did we give them? We gave them World War I arms, and we dropped rations behind lines for them in a lot of cases. How nice of us, right? Who wants to be our friend? Here, you can have my 2-day-old sandwich. Have a nice day. No, it's not right. It's just not right. Anyway, China then, you know, who just days ago said, we can't do anything else. We're done. We've done all we can do. China calls. Or as Sandra Gibb likes to say, China calls. And he said that, and they said that the central bank had ordered that they were going to stop doing business with North Korea, period. End of discussion. No more. That's it. Right? And South Korea, President Moon tells the news sources that sanctions were needed to bring these guys to their knees, to the at least get them to the table. You know what's really funny? In reading some of the history and some of the comments that have been made over the years, the Koreans want to unify again. North Korea and South Korea. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version here. But this used to be flipped years ago. You know, when the fighting first started, North Korea was the one that was much further advanced than South Korea. And now because you have the dictatorship, the socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, you know, because it works so well, right? Look what's happened in North Korea. And isn't it interesting that most of the people you see in Korea, right, they're 81 pounds wet except for the Supreme Leader, who's like 305 pounds dry. I'm sorry, where do you think the money's going? Where do you think the food's going? Where do you think the help's going? He don't care about his people. Not interested. So, he wants to unify, but he wants everything under the North Korean dictatorship. South Korea wants to unify, and they want the North to become like the South. They want people to be independent. They want people to be able to pay their own way. Feed them. Actually have food to eat. There's a novel idea. But I gotta believe there's gotta be 10 or 15 guys, people, persons, around his supreme largeness that want him gone. They gotta be looking around thinking, my God, this guy's gonna get us all killed. Right? At what point in time does somebody close to him decide to take him out? I'd be working deals with China if I was on the inside. I would find a way. I'd be working deals with China. I'd be working deals with Japan. I'd be working deals with South Korea. I'd be covering my butt and getting my team together. Because the North Korean people, they're not stupid people. I don't believe that they're stupid people. I mean, when you're oppressed like this, you don't have much of a choice and not far you can go. So Trump went on to say that North Korea's textiles, fishing, information technology, manufacturing industries were among the targets for his executive order. He's going to bring them financially to their knees. I love the ambassador from North Korea. He's like, nah, Trump's just bloviating. Doesn't mean anything. Loved it. Thought it was great. Hey, I'm Drummond Senior Host. Don't go far. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the Hannah Sherlock is going to join us in the next hour from Campus Reform. That's going to be really good. A lot of crazy stories after the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend?
Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Please answer the question.
Come on, everybody knows this song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys, you know, if all I had to do was turn on the mic and go, that would be really wonderful, wouldn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys send me information, and I appreciate it. Now, I may not always play, send, talk about what you sent me. But I do appreciate you sending me the stories because I can deal, you know, I can look into them, see if there's something I want to do. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. One of the chapters in the book is about why the Democrats hate the military. And every president, when they first come into power, if they're a Democrat, the first red pen that they put in their hand or the first pen they pick up is red, and the first piece of paper they pick up is the paper that allows you to cut military budgets, military services. That's what they do. They go in there and they start cutting things up. We don't need this. We don't need that close. It's not the way to do it. We've had military people on the show. Yes, they agree that you could cut expensive. There's things you could cut. But the just arbitrarily cutting the budget and closing bases is not the way to do it. So, President Trump has agreed, has said, has promised that he will keep bumping up the military budget. He will keep making sure that they at least have the money they need to fix the equipment they're working with. You know, the pilots are afraid to go down. Now, let me tell you something about pilots. They'll fly something with duct tape on it. These guys are gutsy. I know, some of you guys, you know, it's really funny. If I listen to the Marine guys talk or the Army guy talk about the Air Force, right? They're just a bunch of hottie-totties in the Air Force. They want everything just right, you know, the whole nine yards. They're well-educated. And, you know, the Air Force guy talk about the grunts in the military or in the Army. It's like, you know, you're all fighting for the same thing. But seriously, when it comes to the Air Force, those guys will fly in about anything. I've known helicopter pilots, military helicopters, especially the Army guys. They will put duct tape on those blades and go because they got to get the job done. And they'll do whatever it takes to get done. So this is, again, this is why I love these guys. And this is why I love the way President Trump handles these guys. And Mr. Obama, ex-President Oblamo, had no want, no desire to keep our military safe. Think about it. Think about the things he took away from them. Think about the things he trained them on. And I know I'm going to tee off some people, but he'd much prefer to spend money training them on how hard it is to be a transgender in the military or gay or lesbian in the military than how to make sure or to make sure they had real equipment. Real equipment that would help them be safe and come home to their families. Something that he gets to do every night. Anyway, the executive order, again, if you've just tuned in, that President Trump signed, was to make sure that people would be punished by the U.S. and the U.N., I hope, for dealing with North Korea in any way. Trump said the measure would also disrupt other trade avenues for North Korea, the idea being to halt its nuclear weapons program. Now, the president said tolerance for this disgraceful practice must end now. He's right. He's dead right. And you know what? The funny thing about it is if you make the little round guy mad, he can easily cause damage in China. Forget South Korea. That's a gimme. Right? But he could take out China. He could take out Japan. Right? Think about it. And I heard some of these, you know, well-educated people. I'm not well-educated, but I heard these well-educated people on the radio today talking about how what America could stand to lose from Trump's threatened China embargo. Think of what we've done with society and the way we run things in the U.S., right? If we can't beat them, we let it go. And I've been saying for 9 years I've been doing this show, we become a society. When we can't enforce a law, we ignore the law. Or we can't figure out how to enforce the law, we ignore the law. And I'm not talking about me, Joe. I'm talking about the police departments, the legislative arms. I mean, they don't know what to do, so they just let it go. Which is why we have 30 million illegals in this country. I mean, I thought it was rich, and I'm going to talk about it later on, the California Attorney General, talking about having to adhere to the law. I want you to think about something. The state of California's Attorney General is talking about adhering to the law, right? Even though California passes the law, was one of the first. Now, some of you already are okay with this, but one of the first to pass a law saying that it was okay to sell medical marijuana when the feds have a right to regulate marijuana, drugs as a whole. Not the states, the feds. And Obama and the DOJ just looked the other way. They didn't care. What's the big whoop? I just thought that was, you know, in my head, as I'm hearing this guy talk, I'm thinking, wow, how many drugs, what's the volume it takes on the drug side of the issue to be able to even think this makes sense? During the announcement on Thursday, Trump was asked by reporters if dialogue was still possible with North Korea. He said, why not? But since they don't want to talk, since they don't want to answer the phone, in my words, right? We're just going to go ahead and strangle them for a while. We'll see how that works. The U.N. Security Council has already passed substantial economic sanctions against North Korea, including targeting shipments of oil, you know, and other fuel used in missile testing. I wouldn't let these guys get away with anything. I wouldn't let them move anything. I wouldn't let them get away with, I wouldn't let them sneeze without letting us know we were there, and that handkerchief that they're using could be laced with something. Right? Little Kim does that. Had his brother killed and his family members killed. I was reading an article the other day. He didn't like, ready for this? This is true. He didn't like the music in a song because it wasn't uplifting to the Korean people. He took every one of the musicians. Did you guys read about this? I mean, does he sit around at night and write these things out? He took every one of the musicians and he strapped them to the end of a cannon. Okay? If you're easily grossed out, quick, change the station for 2 minutes. He brought out 500 kids from schools to show them what happens when you're a naughty little boy. I don't know, my day, they just stuck soap in my mouth. But anyway, tied these people to the end of the cannons. And then fired each one of the cannons off. Forced the kids to watch these people being exploded, if you would, all over the place. And then had them sit and watch while he had tanks run back and forth where the bodies had landed till there was nothing left of them. Because the Supreme Leader was displeased in the choice of words that they use in a few of their songs. But hey, let's try to reason with this guy. I mean, think about who the left wants you to reason with. People like Charlie Manson on the international stage. Come on, take it to, that's what I like to take everything back down to our level. Some of you might be professors at a college listening. I'm not. Okay, I'm Joe 9-to-5-er. I'm the guy that's trying to put food on the table every week for his family. I'm working Monday through Friday and more. You can't talk. Those guys, us guys, means, are listening to the radio, looking at this stuff like some of you are, and I appreciate you being on with me and listening to me. We can only take so much of the sin. It's not our job to figure this out. We elect you guys. We hope you go in there and take care of the business. But you've got a guy that's threatening my family, friends in other countries. Do you know what I'm saying? It ain't right. I'm telling you, the time for diplomacy, the time to do nice, is gone. I think it's gone. I think when it comes to dealing with Japan and China, and Japan's our ally, so don't take this the wrong way. So you got Japan, you got China, you got Russia, and a few others over there. Look, here's the black and white of it. We're paying for our own stuff first. We're going to take care of our own first. If we got a few nickels and dimes left over, we'll help you out too, because we're all inhabiting this planet. We can help each other out with certain things. But my God. You got to step up, like he said with the UN people. You got to step up, get engaged, and get involved. Otherwise, just stay home. Go away. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll have some teacher stories on the other side of the break. Love teacher stories. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors $1,000 for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. You old farts. Remember we used to take the old records, the vinyl records? Vinyl, yes, vinyl records. You spin them faster. That's what that song reminds me of all the time. Like somebody sitting there just spinning the record really fast. 855-REAL-JOE. I know. Okay. Amuse myself. What can I tell you? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. I love stories like this. I know I shouldn't, but I love stories like this because there's always bad eggs everywhere. But when you talk to some teachers, not all, some, they don't have any bad eggs. All teachers are good and great because the profession is so noble. So you can't call any of them out for any reason, which is dangerous in and of itself. When you can't self-police, when you can't call people out, when you can't make people accountable, or hold people accountable, I should say, then what good is it? I mean, they can get away with anything. So in Michigan, a teacher at Dakota High School faces embezzlement charges after police allege she stole money from ticket sales to a homecoming dance and a parent-student trip to fund her gambling habit. That's right. And I'm sure this is the first she showed of it, but that's beside the point. Spanish teacher Christine Johnson, she's 29 years old. She served as the school's student activity coordinator and collected cash for homecoming tickets and other school events since 2016. Now, the Macomb County Prosecutor's Office reports Johnson oversaw ticket sales for Dakota's 2016 homecoming dance, which, based on attendance, should have taken in about $30,000. My God, in cash. Anyway, Johnson deposited only $11,000 in the school's homecoming account. A search of Johnson's classroom revealed several homecoming cash deposit envelopes that were torn open but empty. Now, shows you how smart she is already. It's paper, lady. If you're going to go stealing money, don't you think you ought to burn the envelopes after it? I don't know. I'm just thinking here. Thinking out loud, right? God. They looked at Johnson's bank records, also showed 2016 cash deposits far in excess of her salary. See, she should go to jail. She's guilty of being stupid, okay? Seriously. You know, crime is not for amateurs. Let's just be honest here. Johnson also oversaw ticket sales and receipts for a 2016 60-person student and parent trip to Camp Tamarack. Johnson should have collected and deposited nearly $13,000 in fees. But for some reason, she can only find $500 of that money. Camp Tamarack made repeated unsuccessful attempts to collect payment for the trip and eventually contacted school officials who launched an investigation. See, if she was smart, she would at least put it on a credit card or something. She'd still be getting away with it. Johnson was put on paid administrative leave on May 3rd when district administrators discovered some accounting discrepancies. No. When you're talking $30,000 total, it's not accounting discrepancy. Discrepancy is when you're chasing 17 cents on the books because you can't figure out where you went wrong, or even 10 bucks or 12 bucks. $30,000 is not a discrepancy. I would have wrote that and said yes, and the administration now is looking for the $30,000 that the teacher probably stole. Wouldn't be an accounting deficiency, let me tell you. The investigators searched Johnson's classroom where they allegedly uncovered receipts from the MGM casino in Detroit. Like, and she kept the come on, right? She should be in jail for being extremely stupid. Operating while extremely stupid. I like that one. That's what she should have. Alongside the open empty, you know, look, and I'm kind of making light of this, but we see this happen all the time. Right? And not that, you know, they should do that thing Snoop Dogg did, right? Teachers gone wild. Right? We've got teachers drinking, getting drunk in the classroom, and I realize you're like anybody else. I get that, right? And having sex with the kids in the classroom, in the car, and at home. Now we've got them taking money. They're not the saints that they lead us to believe they are. They're human beings like the rest of us. They've learned that later that Johnson has spent more than $90,000 playing slots at a casino in 2016. The teacher held a position of trust within the high school. Prosecutor Eric Smith told the news source she repaid that trust by stealing and defeating the students' money in the slot machine. So often these embezzlements stem from one or two things, you know, drug or gambling addiction. Smith said in this case it was gambling. Johnson, you know, again, because it's so easy. But the lottery's not gambling? Come on. I know some of you play it. I've even played it. But there are people that will put their last nickel into the lottery. Many of the students will now remember the senior homecoming for all the wrong reasons, said Sheriff Anthony Wickersham. Johnson now faces a single count of embezzlement between $1,000 and $20,000 from a nonprofit. The charge carries up to 10 years in prison. Johnson remains on paid leave as she awaits her next court date on October 5th. We have committed our full support and cooperation to the Sheriff's Department, said the school district. Well, look, these things don't just happen. Seriously, I'm not trying to beat on the school district, okay? But you see signs of these teachers that are off. Right? There's things that they're doing that are extremely off. And they wait for the crap to hit the fan to do anything about it. Now here's, God, this is just, we have another teacher. I love these teacher stories. I'm telling you. I don't know if they didn't exist when I was in high school or nobody talked about it or whatever. But in Marktree, Arkansas, an Arkansas teacher faces up to life in prison after police allege that she had sex with four different students, including two students in the same night. Mark III High School teacher Jessie Lorraine Goline, she's 25 years old. She was arrested Wednesday after she allegedly admitted to school officials that she had sex with four students, three of which were 18 years old at the time. Goline said that she believed the fourth student was also 18, but later found out he was way younger than that. Right. Like she didn't know. Three of the students were from the Mark III School District. Others attended East Poinsett County schools. Police alleged that Goline courted the students through text messages that gradually became more sexual, including images of the teacher in a thong. One of the students told police that Goline sent him a text message inviting him to her home where the two had said, I mean, really? You're going to go study math there? Goline sent him a text message inviting him to her home where the two had sexual intercourse. Another victim said that she picked him up at the Mark III High School and drove her to her Jonesboro apartment where they had sex twice. Now, I want you to hear that, right? Drove her. So apparently she teaches bisexual. The victim also said that Goline had sex with another student the same night before she drove the students home. Yet another victim said that Goline sent him sexually explicit text messages, including a photo of herself in a thong. According to the news site, he said Goline texted him that she would like to have sex with him, but he was too young. So immediately said, yeah, you're right. I'm too young. No. I'm sure he's like, wait a minute. What makes you think I'm too young? I'm 18. I promise. I swear. Can I come over now? Mark III officials eventually caught wind of a concerned parent who threatened to do bodily harm to one of their teachers because of sex antics with several students. After notifying the superintendent, the school's principal was in the process of notifying the Arkansas Crimes Against Children hotline when Goline came into the office and started crying. No, she's not crying because she was sorry for what she did. She knew what this meant. Her career was over. She was done. And she was going to jail. Right? And the biggest thing she was concerned about is that she was going to lose her husband. So she's had sex with four students, two in one night, and one female student. Now I'm sure her husband's going to be fine with that. I forgive you, honey. What? Twice in one? What? God. Lucky this is a family show. When Wright asked if she had done anything inappropriate with the students, the court documents alleged that she answered in the affirmative and said, well, we had sex. Wright contacted Mark III police and the case was handed over to the Arkansas State Police because the alleged crimes occurred in a different county, actually in several different counties. She was only charged with a single count of first-degree sexual assault for the alleged sex with the one underage student. She was booked. And she was released on $5,000 bond. But here's the deal, okay? Now, she faces 10 to 40 years in prison. They have to prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that she knew he was underage. I say she plea bargains for 3 years and never to teach again, but I'm not the genius in the room, so I don't know how that works. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Next hour, we've got campusreform.org coming on, right? Hannah Sherlocker joins us to talk about some of the crazy stories. But we're going to do more of those. This is tonight. This is Smorgasbord of Crazy. If you're watching us on Facebook, you have to come back at the top of the hour. If not, hey, listen in. Head over to the website, therealside.com. We can check out the stations, the times, and heat up your coffee. Come on back. I'll be here. I promise.